Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Chaka, 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 chaka. I'd kill for another cup of coffee right now. Welcome everybody. So Wednesday, it's pretty good show today. Actually,
it was
a good show.
Great
that,
work.
That was a hot douchebag letter.
Yes, it was
this morning.
Yes, we were hearing about it. I'm still hearing about it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's funny how
people get settled in at work and they're like, "I've had a little bit of time to think about this."
Now here's my opinion.
Here's my opinion.
And people will go home that day and they'll have a conversation at the dinner table and they tell us, "This is what we talked about. This point was never made." And they're always, "Yeah, that's a good point. Should have made that," you know. And then you get your people who listen to it, you know, on the podcast or listen to it, you know, one of the podcasts days later. You get an angry email, and days later, we've already moved on.
We don't know
on.
What we're talking about.
It happens so often when you get an email going, and they're angry, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
More like a best of.
And yeah, and then you have to, if you want to say, look, I don't know what you're talking about, they think you're being flippant. You know, like you're not acknowledging. And I'm like, I'm
that segment was from 5 years ago. I don't know what you're talking
It's like when you're on vacation. I can't believe you said that, you jerk. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. You do know what I'm talking about. I have balls to admit it. No, I'm actually standing in Scroon Lake, New York.
Yeah, right.
Okay? I just had breakfast with my parents and my aunt. I really have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. But anyway, and to be honest, there'll be someone this afternoon that says that'll repeat something, and I'll forget that we did it today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens all the time because there's a lot of real estate to cover between 5:30 and 10, and it sometimes Laura has already done 9 projects since the show ended about a half an hour ago. She's already completed 9 projects.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm trying.
Laura, she's already booked my trip to Washington and took photos.
Laura, let me ask you this.
I'm not even in the photos.
Laura, what did we do at 6:40 today? What did we do at 6:40 a.m. today?
I have no idea. 6:40?
I'm going to help you out a little bit. We were running a tad bit late. So it was more like 6:46.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It was in post 5 things.
Yeah, it was after 5 things.
And it was before a very exciting bomb that you dropped on me and Greg.
An exciting bomb. I don't even remember what kind of bomb I dropped on my nose.
Don't worry about it. I don't either.
And 7 o'clock was the game.
Yeah.
6:40.
What was 6:40?
Greg.
Concert
Greg
tickets.
Beer.
We talked about concert tickets. And then.
That's my whole life.
At 7:05, you dropped the bomb about there's robots in Manchester roaming the streets.
See, Scotty knows because he had to log all that stuff down.
Yes.
You know, but Kayla talked about paying, you know, $600 for some paper tickets.
Yeah, that's, I forgot
right.
I said that out loud.
Right. See, there you go.
I what goes on in the show.
And then the whole part about having a baby, which is another
No.
And then Kelly,
my family
was upset.
Is having another baby.
Kelly's like, I'm not paying $600 for a beaver.
No.
I didn't pay.
How long do I get?
To be clear, I don't have to pay for that.
Did I miss the beaver reference? Did that happen earlier today?
No, you said Bieber.
Oh, Bieber. Yeah. Bieber. Okay.
Stay with us.
All right. Jesus. Okay. All right. Dude, look, there's a lot going on here.
Yes, there's a lot going on.
There's sometimes when I'm trying to do things over here and a comment gets by that I never hear, and then somebody will comment on later, "Oh, do you have Roadkill say that?" I say, "What? I didn't hear that." Shit's going. It's busy.
It's busy, man.
You know, there's no hanging out downtime.
Yeah, I did get an email last night because we were joking about how your head hurt. And I said, you took it like JFK. And somebody sent me something and said, dude, I go, is it too soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Good point.
Right, yeah, good point. yeah, you always get called out on stuff, you know. It's amazing. I went into northern Maine probably months ago during the winter. And I went by this old shed, and I took a picture of it, and it was an old, you know, shed sitting in the field, and it had the original Betsy Ross flag painted on the side, wow, right, with the circle of stars. And somebody came after me about it because of what that flag represented. Because, you know, it represents a time when there was slavery. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but it's I understand that. But that flag represents more. That doesn't represent that. If it was a Confederate flag, I would say, yeah, and I get it. But this was the first flag recognized. You know what I mean? It was a historic thing.
Our founding fathers had slaves, but you can still recognize the first flag as an important moment in the country's history.
I didn't see posting a picture of that flag on an old barn as anything that was racist or anything like that. But yet, somebody saw it that way, and part of me wanted to go, are you frigging kidding me? But the other part, I try to be nice about it, but sometimes even when you're nice, they just want to tear into you, you know? And this person was better about it. She was not didn't lose it on me, but I was kind of like, man, oh man, you get called out for everything.
Oh, I got called out today because apparently rosé isn't wine because it's a double whatever. I'm like, you know what I mean. Who cares if rosé is actually a wine or it's a double,
so nice,
double barreled whatever. I don't care.
You know, here's the thing. It is impossible to be right all the time. Like, especially when you're flying by the seat of your pants.
Where's the rosé? It's under the wine sign. Okay? Yep. Suck
that
it.
Is it is.
You know what? I'll tell you one thing. I'm the guy that struggles in the liquor store. Like, I don't even know that what I'm going. Is Bacardi? What is it? Is it a rum?
It's rum.
Okay,
rum.
So it's a rum. There you go. Yeah. But I'm the guy that goes in and goes, I have to find somebody. You don't go, hey, where's the...
I get it's the whiskey bourbons confuse me. The difference between whiskey and bourbon, to me, I struggle with.
Right. I don't know.
Bourbon is still technically a whiskey.
Which I have a tough time with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But whiskey is not a bourbon.
I'm the guy.
Okay.
I'm the guy that doesn't...
Ale or a beer, how do you work those categories?
Know about that.
Pilsner is still a lager. But a lager is not necessarily a pilsner.
I trust anything you say when it comes to beer. I do. I mean, I trust you. When it comes to metal... I trust Scotty. You know what I mean? I don't even, whatever he says, you know, that's it. When it comes to, what is Kayla's specialty? What is it?
Well, when it comes to a lot of these reality shows and anything in the younger people world.
Anything in the younger people world.
I'm not sure that's true. I'm not a younger person anymore.
You know, when you go through the first five pages of TMZ and you only recognize like one person they're talking about, that's when you start going, I'm old.
But I think there's also people on there that Kayla doesn't recognize.
Oh, absolutely. I probably only know a handful at this point.
Yeah, right. And when it comes to anything that is organizational or consumer related or the best way to save a dollar, that's Laura.
Try to be frugal.
That's absolutely, if there's a best way to do it, I just take what she says and go, yep, that's a fact.
And you're a music guy. I mean, if you say so-and-so sang this song at this time in this place and that sort of thing, any sort of knowledge that, I'm like, I'm not going to fight you on it.
Up to a certain point, because then it just got to be so much. When I first got into radio, it was all about the music. It's all I wanted to do was play the music. And then it became about the show.
Content.
And then in the 90s, the late 90s, and it became a talk show. So it kind of got away from that. But although I do make mistakes.
We all do, Greg.
But if you're saying who sang Red Rubber Ball, I'll tell you, it's the freaking Circle. Spelled with a K, by the way. I know that shit.
K-I-R-C-L-E?
C-Y-R-K-L-E. Right. Yeah. If you want to say, hey, my green tambourine, I'd say it's the Lemon Pipers. I mean, who doesn't know that?
Oh. Yeah, the Lemon Pipers.
Yeah, right. You want to do Life is a Rock, I'm going to say, oh my God, that's Reunion.
Incense,
everybody knows that.
Peppermint.
That's Strawberry
Making
Alarm Clock.
None of these sound real. I think you're just making stuff up.
Incense is what?
Incense and peppermint's the color of time. No? Nobody knows that?
Yes.
Of course it is.
Who cares what games you choose? Little to win and nothing to lose. It's pathetic. It's
good. I love it. See, I can't usually sing all the oldies, but I don't know who sings them or what the name of them is, but I just because I listen to a lot of oldies.
And then she tests her kids in the car about stuff, and their favorite band is Foo Fart.
So we've been playing this game. Every time they get in the car, I hit scan, and whoever comes on, they have to guess who's singing it. Now, obviously, they're 11, 7. They don't know a lot of music, but I'm trying to train them. So I give them points for how many they can get right.
It's always a competition.
Always. Everything's fun. It's a game. So they ask me for clues. And the other day, I'm like, oh, okay, Dave Grohl, lead singer of this band. And Dylan, right away, he was like, oh, the drummer died. It clicked with him.
So he was there.
But he was there. And he's like, oh, I need help. I need another hint. And I'm like, it starts with an F. And he's like, oh, foo. And then it goes, and something you really like to do. And he goes, fart, foo farts. And I'm like, no. Parker threw me out, what do you call him? Pink Floss.
He thought instead of Pink Floyd. I said, this one's Pa's favorite band. Oh, my goodness, I know it. It's Zed Zeppelin. I was like, Led Zeppelin.
It's close.
They're learning.
Zeppelin would be a good name for a tribute band.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Zed Zeppelin.
I like, there's a band out there, Les Zeppelin, where all the members are, you know, gay.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, Kayla.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
They're all from the island of Lesbos.
Lesbos Island.
Which I believe. Is that historically accurate, by the way?
I don't think it's actually an island full of lesbians, but it's a real place.
Yeah, no, I know. No.
It's not our own island.
No, Kayla's going to move there.
I'm not saying that it was full of lesbians. It's not what I'm saying. But I didn't like where the name lesbian came from, you know, whatever, in the origin of it. I didn't know if it was...
I thought it was French. Lesbian.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
I like the accent.
It's literally beautiful in any language. Yeah. It is beautiful in any language. Today, by the way, is also International Geek Day. So, you know, you don't want
to...
You didn't want to be a geek when I was growing up. You don't want to be a geek. You got made fun of being a geek. And I was geeky. I never fit in, you know, and then the less I cared about fitting in, the more I kind of did fit in. But when you were a kid, how were you a geek? Because I listened to the AM radio, right? And so I had Bobby Sherman freaking records. And he was one of those teen pop stars. It would be like the Justin Bieber of, except not as popular, but I had really terrible records. And I was geeky, man. I had pants with a white belt.
Yeah, I remember having moon boots. But that was in at the time. A lot of people
were. Oh, nothing I had was ever in. Nah, I got it in the friggin' basement of Siegel City in Sawyer Mills. That would be like Xylus in your world, Laura.
Yeah.
Xylus. That's where I got my stuff. How were you geeky when you were a kid? Scotty?
Well, I didn't really. I wasn't into sports. I was into heavy metal music, but I wasn't smart. I should have done band. I should have done that. I would look back and regret that. So, but I mean, I played Dungeons and Dragons, but I didn't, you know, I just my buddies that we did do that, we didn't tell anybody.
Is that one of those games that lasts like four friggin' days?
Oh my God, you can play. You remember, it's the game they play on Stranger Things. So,
I know.
You know, you can play. There's some people in California that have been playing the same game for like 40 years now.
And there's no winner?
No, not yet.
What the hell? I got to suck at it.
So, you're playing that wasn't anything that you know, let it out. You know, and I mean, I was a huge Star Wars fan and stuff like that, but it really wasn't, you know, cool.
How about you, Laura? Other than writing love letters to every boy band guy and never getting a response.
Well, I was just like, I was quiet, shy, didn't talk to anybody, did my homework, and that was it.
There was nothing geeky, though?
Well, that's being a geek. I was such a nerd, a geek, because that's all I did was schoolwork. And yeah. Read books and did schoolwork and didn't have any friends.
Kay's thinking about it. I can see your face.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it calls it. I don't know. I didn't want to, like, break any rules.
Mm-hmm.
I followed orders and direction
mm-hmm.
pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's probably the best. Like, I wasn't going to mouth off to the teacher. I wasn't going to do anything like that.
I was a wise guy.
Geeky to me is, like, being a nerd is people that are into, like, sci-fi and stuff like that. Geeky to me is the kid that when you went to school with who had the really big watch that had the calculator on it or you know, the kid that had the pocket protector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Geeky was a little bit of dandruff, usually, you know, really didn't fit in.
Yeah.
But it was very, very smart.
Oh, Christ, going through acne. Oh, man, I'll tell you, those middle school years can be brutal.
All right, brutal.
All right. And there's nothing you can say to a kid in that age that will ever let them know you understand.
I got shot with the acne gun bad as a kid. I'm talking bad.
What's that? The back knee.
Oh, acne everywhere.
Did you get the sackney? You get that?
No sackney.
Oh. No, I had it so bad, and I was just think you're never going to grow out of it.
Well, that's when did you grow out of it, killer?
Sometimes I wonder if I still do. Because, sometimes wearing my mask, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, where did that come from? Did that grow under the mask?
That's called maskne.
Yeah. I was a proactive kid. That finally came out. That came out in that time. So I had to do the whole face routine to try, and it helped a little bit.
I just had the oxy pads that were burned.
They smelled so terrible.
Now I buy them for Parker, and they still sell them, and I still get that. I smell, and I'm like, oh, those are the horrible years. Yep.
Did you feel like there was always this? I never
oh,
really...
Oh, I did have the retainer at one point, and I did that
okay.
sweet thing for so a while sweet. When I was adjusting
so sweet.
To it.
Sweet.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Sexy. Did you feel at that point in your life, and because again, one of the things that kids that age don't realize is that almost every other kid feels the exact same way, and if they don't act it, they're acting, they're bullshitting. Did you feel like I don't fit in anywhere? That's how I felt. I felt like I don't fit in anywhere. I'm never going to be the cool kid ever.
Well, I wasn't a stud or anything, but I was on the team. And I had some buddies that, you know, I was the guy, like I told you, I was on the basketball team, but I was downtown Kelly Brown because I was way down at the end of the bench.
Right.
But I had, you know, a group of buddies on that team that were like me, too.
I had friends,
too. I picture, like, Kelly being okay. I picture Kayla being okay because she played sports. So I think that when you do sports, it's a gathering. If you do band at school, it's the same thing. But if you do, like I did... nothing. Yeah. Just, you know, went to school, you know, went smoking. In and said, what's the minimum I have to do to get out of this friggin' place? They told me, and I'm like, all right, that's what
did
I'm going
to
do.
Did you go to smoking area?
I smoked for 1 year.
Did you?
And then really? Got a bad, like a bad chest cold, and then you're like, that came out of my lungs, I'm all set.
I was always friends with the cool kid.
Yeah.
I was never the cool kid.
I was the least cool of the cool kid group.
Yeah, I was the wingman. This is my buddy because he's funny. You know what I mean? That guy.
I made him laugh, but I wasn't comfortable because I felt like at any point
they were
done with the little, you know, like the king's all done with the little guy running around doing jokes. Kill him.
Jester.
That's it. But the thing is everybody feels that way to a certain extent, and you can't tell your kid, you know, and your kids just went through, you know, that they're out of high school now. Laura's kids are kind of getting into the thick of it. You can't tell them. That you know, because they don't. You don't know what I'm going through. Yeah. They really, that's how they are.
And I do believe now with social media and all that stuff.
10 times
worse. That what we had was one point. What they have is so much
worse. And yet,
worse.
If you look at some of the way adults act with social media, they're acting the same way they did back in friggin' middle school.
Exactly.
Like,
you
look,
know, if there's a problem at school, immediately they want to know, okay, what did it involve social media? All right, please pass me over your phones.
Right.
I need to see this. Let me see your texts.
Look, Scott's having a great vacation. I'm sitting here on my back deck, you know, in a tank top and no pants. You know what I mean? It's all about that. It's crazy. All right, I don't know how we get there. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm just stuck on the Scott with no shirt and no pants on the back deck.
I was the one. He was the one having a cool vacation.
Did you play any sports, Laura?
I ran cross country.
You did?
I played basketball through the 8th grade. I tried to play baseball after that, and because I never got a good coach in Little League and I sucked, I didn't make it.
And all through like elementary, I did all the hooks at youth athletic club, like basketball, softball, all that stuff.
I did Little League through Barrington. I couldn't hit anything.
So the only people that have championship banners is Kayla. And Kelly.
I don't have we didn't win a championship.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
Okay, you were just the MVP.
I was MVP, captain of the tennis team, Greg.
Yeah, I know.
Most likely to lose his virginity at 35.
I'm going to give the trophy during our sale.
Yeah, okay. I will say that I didn't play sports in high school, but I did bring them to life. Tell you that.
He called them.
I was the first guy to do videotape a game, man. I was that guy.
Oh, he had probably that big old shoulder
dude,
VHS tape.
No. We had a guy on the roof. I was the talent.
I figured.
Naturally.
The worst natch. I was the worst possible announcer ever when Donnie Poitras took the ball and carried it to the 51-yard line.
Oh, no, Greg.
Why are we the worst?
Which would be great.
To the 51-yard line, Kel?
No. Oh, yeah. 49-yard line.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And he's at the 52. Yeah. The 55. And the 60.
I just went to... There was a sports banquet a couple years ago in my hometown, and Donnie Poitras got nominated, and he friggin' mentioned it when he got his speech. And I'm like, One mistake, Donnie. You know, but anyway, that's how I was... That's how I was a geek. I was the guy who did the games, you know, and then played it in the library during 5th period. Yeah, I was really going places.
It led you to where you are today.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, did we miss anything today? I mean, I know we all were thinking about what happened yesterday. You can't escape it. It's everywhere. It's on every channel. It's around the clock. I just don't know what I can say that hasn't been said a million times. I just don't know.
Steve Kerr, you know, Golden State Warriors before the game went off because their game was in Dallas right down the street.
Yeah.
From that.
Yeah.
He's a big proponent of gun control. Matthew McConaughey has come out and said a few things.
One or two shows on CBS.
The finale.
The finales, they held off on them because they
FBI.
Were.
FBI.
Yeah.
FBI. Yeah, Valerie watches that show. Yeah, there was stuff, you know, again, they look back and they say, oh, look at all the stuff that was on the internet. Who's watching that shit? Can't, I mean, like, look, you type the wrong thing and you get booted off of social media for saying the wrong thing because you violated community standards. But apparently saying kids better watch out and kids are going to get hurt, nobody's paying attention to that, you know? I mean, it's too much to handle. All right, well, anyway. So that was a walk down our childhoods. At least some,
yes, it was.
Some of them there. I don't know, like I said, how we got there. So, and nothing exciting except the game tonight. We've got the game coming up tonight at 8:40.
The game!
Yeah.
8:45.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Is it one player from the Miami Heat?
I don't know.
How about the Celtics?
One player from the Celtics.
Come on, man. You could do this. You could do this. You could do it.
Tatum. It's probably one of my favorites.
First name? Any idea of first name?
John.
John Tatum.
Right letter. Right letter. Think of another Barry.
Jack.
No.
Jack Jerry.
You're right there.
Joker.
Joker Tatum.
J name.
Jerry. I already did Jerry. John. Jack.
Movie killer. Jack. Movie killer.
Yeah.
One of your favorite movie
Born
killers.
Born Identity.
Jason.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, you finally got it.
Yep.
Now ask him how it's spelt.
T-A-T-U-M. Tatum.
I'm not going to tell those of you at home that
Jason.
Kayla's wearing a friggin' jersey that
Stop
has
it!
Tatum written right on the back of it. I'm just saying. You know. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the day, Laura, Kayla.
It says Tate's on the front, Tatum on the back. Tate's.
Oh, there's some nice Tate's.
Big fan.
First thing I said this morning, I said, those are the best Tate's I've ever seen in a jersey.
Thank you.
Then he went to the bathroom for an oddly amount of time.
Flattered.
Yep. An oddly amount of time.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, we're good. We're professionals. We will all see you all tomorrow.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.